week on Kids Like You and Me, a few middle school students will talk about how they've been singled out for being different in some way. I think you'll be able to tell that it didn't feel very good. And it could happen to you, maybe it already has. From something as simple maybe as an unusual hat or a physical peculiarity, any difference can become the subject of ridicule or overbearing attention. You know what I mean? Let's hear the students speak. They'll explain it.
I'm Shay, and I feel kind of misjudged because of the different style of clothing I wear from everybody else. So sometimes I mostly rollerblade or walk or bike to school, but sometimes when I'm wearing something else that not everyone else is wearing and I'm out on the playground, this has happened a couple times, but I remember one girl just going, "No comment," in just like the rudest voice possible. And she said like no comment or no judge, like she wasn't going to say anything. But just by saying that, she basically just said that she hated what I was wearing. Well, it just like kind of made me angry, but I didn't want to go up and confront her about it. And so I kind of just like dealt with it. And I guess I can deal with that. But it was a weird feeling because that was really the first time it happened. And that was at the beginning of this year. So I think she was just trying to be cool around her friends because there was like a couple of them there. And she just seemed to be kind of like the leader in that group. And I think she just said that to be cooler around her friends and make herself feel better about what she's wearing by insulting what I'm wearing.
Well, I'm Emily. Well, last year in sixth grade, I became very good friends with a boy. And because he was a different gender, a lot of people thought it was weird that we were friends. And so some of my older friends didn't really want to include me because my friend was with me. So I kind of got separated from them and lost some friends because they thought that it was weird that I had a boyfriend.
Did they think he was your boyfriend?
At first, yeah, but, you know, then it was like after telling so many people so many times, people knew that he was just my friend. It was kind of sad that they couldn't accept him to be my friend. And, you know, it kind of was upsetting that.
Is that still the case, or did they finally get over it?
It's still the case. I left my older friends because they couldn't accept my friends, so.
Is he still your friend?
Yes.
I'm Helen. I'm a sixth grader, and I think that sometimes I am misjudged because when I was born, I did not have a right hand, and so sometimes people are like, oh, she obviously can't do something because she doesn't have a hand. Sometimes people are like, go easy on her in this running race. And it's like, you don't use your hands, people. So it's just kind of frustrating. Yeah. When people are always getting on you about it, it's like, just knock it off. I think that last year when I was in fifth grade, like pretty much everyone in the whole school knew who I was and was like over it. So, but here it's like I don't really know very many people except for the kids in my class. And so it's an issue with not really my class, but with, like, at recess or something.
Recess. The schoolyard. A place to have fun, and also a place to get hurt. You can fall down and skin your knee, or you can be pushed down. Or you can be picked on by classmates and get your feelings hurt. Unkindness can happen anywhere, on the school grounds, on the bus, and in class. The students can give us some examples.
There was this large kid, and like, people were bullying him for his size, telling him he was a fatso, that he couldn't play any sports or stuff like that. And so I stepped in, but they told me to go away or else I wouldn't be their friend. But I kept going, and...
Did they end up not being your friend?
No.
Oh, okay. And did they lay off on the heavy kid?
Yeah, he became one of our friends.
Oh, cool.
There was a birthday party, and it was one of my closest friends' birthday parties. And she invited a ton of people, and she made it pretty public. And she didn't invite me. And so I thought that I felt like really left out because I thought that she was one of my best friends, but then she's just like, I don't really care. Yeah.
And so are you still friends with her?
We're like casual friends.
Mm-hmm. I understand.
Hi, but not like. There's a couple of other girls there who didn't really like me. And so I thought she was just trying to be like, oh, I don't like her either, to make it sound like she, to sort of like fit in with them more.
I think that a big problem is talking about people behind their backs. And I feel like definitely in my grade, people are like put into groups. And even at recess, there are people just standing in groups, like with their friends. And I feel like a lot of people, when they're with their friends, they judge. I mean, I think it's all they do is just point out negative things about people. And then it's cool because they're around their friends. And then they can, it's okay to just talk about it. And, you know, so I feel like even in my situation, it's happened. And I think that just when people are around their friends or in groups, it happens a lot. Mm-hmm. And going off the other question, what like are some differences? I feel like a lot of people only focus on negative things and what's wrong, where like I try on focusing on, you know, the good things and what we could do to make things better or to help.
Well, last year I remember, and we had basically a foreign exchange student from Israel, and on like the first week of school, we were outside and he got pantsed by some boy who was in my class as well, and he just thought it was super funny and everyone just started laughing at him, but I didn't know what to do because I was just standing there and it already happened, so it wasn't something that I could really prevent. So I felt terrible that I just stood there and I didn't know what to do because and everyone there was laughing. And unlike when you're physically hurting somebody or when you're talking about them like to their faces badly, you can go up and say, hey, cut it out. But then once something already has happened, you can't really do anything about it. And I think that's really bad. And so when he just, like, walked, like, off the playground that day, I just felt so bad for him because he came back in class and he just looked like he was feeling terrible. And I just felt really bad for this kid because this was his first week in maybe his first month in America. And this is the impression they gave him, which I thought was just terrible.
I would, like, go up to him and, like, try to be his friend. I'll go up to him to talk to him and say that kid was, like, a jerk and not to listen to him. And then whenever he has problems with him, he would come talk to me and I'll deal with him.
There's a lot of times where there's not really very much things you can do except just try to be a friend to them. Just being like, okay, guys, that was really mean, and then helping them get inside and deal with it.
You know, I'd be their friend. I would want to support them and just let them know that, you know, I'm here. So if you need to talk to anybody or if you want to do something, then you have somebody that you can talk to.
Dana is a school counselor at a Missoula middle school. She says,
there is something they can do. You know, they can tell an adult. They can go up to that person and show them some empathy and some kind words. And in that moment, that would feel pretty good to that person who was targeted, you know, and maybe even kind of reframe that experience for them.
Thanks to Shay, Helen, JoJo, and Emily for sharing their hurtful experiences with us. You could probably share one too, but hey, I have an idea. Let's all try for the rest of this school year and the whole long summer to always treat our friends with kindness and respect. Whenever we feel like acting maybe a little mean towards a kid, we'll remember, hey, wait a minute, don't do that. After all,
there are kids just like you and me. Yeah!
Support for MTPR is provided by the Greater Montana Foundation, encouraging communication on issues, trends, and values of importance to Montanans.